Hello and welcome to the Cortana Intelligence Suite Foundations course. My name is Buck Woody, and I'm on the Machine Learning and Data Science team here at Microsoft, and we're excited to have you in the course. Now, it's a lengthy course and there's a lot of information, but we're going to take you from the start of an advanced analytics process all the way through the end so that you can complete these type of projects on your own. There's a few things you need to be aware of as we go through this course to be successful. So let's take a brief moment and walk through the various parts of the resources you have available to you. When you first open the course site where you were invited to come and you've registered and you're in, you'll be presented with a screen similar to this one. Now, you'll notice there's some buttons across the top and there's some things across the left, so let's take a quick look at those. There is a full edX course on how to take one of these courses, and that's always in the help area, so you can pull that down and go through it, and it's not a bad idea to do that, but let's do at least the essentials here. First of all, you're dropped into the courseware area that you can see here. On the left-hand side at the very top, you'll notice there's introduction and setup. Do you see that? That is actually what's called a section. And then underneath that are things called a subsection. And then as you go into each of the units that have information in them, that's called a unit. So you'll see here we have Understanding Advanced Analytics with CIS. And that's exactly what that is. You click this button and you're given the introduction and setup. You can see where we are at all times when you come in because the course will track where you were last. And I was most recently in Understanding Advanced Analytics with CIS. So when I click that button, I go into this particular unit. Now in the unit, you'll notice there's two units. There's one here at the top and then there's another there. So we'll move to the next unit in this section in just a moment, or rather the subsection. So we'll have an introduction video. This one's a placeholder for now. And then you've got some information you'll read. Make sure you read over all that carefully. There's no wasted space here. Everything that's there is pretty important for you to understand. So don't rush past the things. Read the fine screen. Because this is a self-paced class, that means you're going to have to sort of explore things more on your own than having a teacher break that down for you. Now, I'll be as careful as I can to give you as much information as I can, but some of that is written, so it's important to read everything on the screen. After you do that, there's another video here for this particular one where we cover advanced analytics and the team data science process. Now, these videos are usually 5-6 minutes long, sometimes 10. Sometimes they're longer simply because the topic just can't be broken down any further. So you should be able to see how long they are once you get inside and kind of plan your day. I plan for 2 to 4 hours a week if you really follow all the material, and you can do it much quicker than that, of course, and the pace is completely up to you. So we scroll down a bit and you'll notice now we have a quiz, and so it says which of the following processes is more common in advanced analytics solutions, and so I would pick the one I thought, and I can click a final check or I can save it and it will then do it, and then when I'm done I can show the answer. Here's another quiz, and so this is the thing we do here is just more of a check the box kind of thing. Now, there's a section here called Study References, and it's very important you check each one of these out, and I'd recommend that you build a little learning plan on your own, say in OneNote or Notepad or whatever you use for note-taking, or paper and pencil, but links are kind of hard to write out that way. But I'd recommend you keep those, but you definitely need to click on each one, and it will cover off on the various things that you need to care about. Now, this particular one is the main page for the Cortana Intelligence Suite. There's a full webinar here. I'm not going to take this survey. You can tell we're recording this live, right? You can see there's Learn More. You can see various things inside the tool, so you can learn more about manufacturing or any kind of use case like that, and more and more and more. So the point is, don't just blow past this. It's pretty important that you go through it. And then there's also another set of learning that you can find here. We have an entire advanced analytics portal And you can go learn even more. So there's any number of ways for you to go learn more through these links. I want you to open each one of these. Some of these are those kind of headwater links, but others are they have a lot of payload. So for instance, we'll talk a lot about the CRISP DM, and don't worry, we'll cover that in the second video there. But if you do that, if you click on that link, it will go off and actually have some things you need to learn and understand to do the homework and the labs and the tests successfully. So these links are not just marketing links or anything like that. They're very curated and they're just for you. Okay, good. So that's the navigation of a unit. As you finish a unit, you would move down here and simply click the next button, and then I'll be able to track your progress. Again, you're going to be working largely alone. There will be some discussion areas that you can go for and things like that. You might want to check out the course information page. On this page, I'll have any kind of announcements that you might want to care about. If I've changed something or edited the course in some way, or if there's new information that comes up, that sort of thing, I'll post that here. Now you notice there's no course handouts. Everything is in the course. I've tried to keep it very self-contained. So all of your textbooks and so on are those links. So those self-study links are super important. Then we have the syllabus. By now you've probably read this, but these are some of the things you'll be able to do. These skills taught here, these are the things you'll be able to do when you're done. So it's important to take a look at the syllabus. We have a discussion and a wiki page where you can type in some more things. You can see your own progress and how you're doing. It looks like I'm doing pretty well. I did okay on some of the homework there and a couple of labs I've finished and so on. Okay, so that's how to use the site itself. Now let's talk about the pacing. You can try and cram all this in at one time if you like, but it really won't work out well for you if you do that. What I've found is if you spend a little time each day, for some people that's before you start work, just carve out 15, 20, 30 minutes, get as far as you can, and then come back to it every day and be very, very faithful to doing that. If you do that, you're through the course in no time. We're going to dive in a lot to some of the very specific technologies, and that can be a little lost in the weeds there if you're not careful. So if you take a long time to do the course, you might think, what are we doing? We're in the middle of this very in-depth topic, and I've lost where we're at in the process. I'll try and make sure that doesn't happen, but it's important that you stay faithful to your schedule. Other people, maybe the middle of the day, maybe lunch, that's when you'll learn. And for others, maybe in the evenings. For me, I have to do it in the morning because by the time the evening's there, I've got so many things at home and work that I need to get accomplished, I just lose the time. So it's important to stay faithful to that. I do it myself. I actually take various courses on edX and Coursera and the Microsoft Virtual Academy and other places. Every day I carve out a little time for learning. That's what we do as technical professionals. Well, we're excited to have you in the course, and so I think we should go ahead and get started with our first module.